Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Dolly Safran, the subject of the book Symmetry by Preston Dennett, you're saying here you prefer to work with ET. Why not stay on their planet then?
Because I was trained for a mission that's upcoming, and I will not go back on what I decided to do. And that is to help humanity as much as I can.
Okay, then, what is that mission?
One of the things that's coming within the next couple of years is our sun is in solar maximum right now, and we are developing more and more intense CMEs. We're eventually going to have one that puts this entire planet into Stone Age mode. It will destroy every electric wire and component back to nothingness. After that happens, it's going to be about 7 years, and our sun will micronova. And I don't know if you've ever seen, do you remember when Beetlejuice, I don't know how much you pay attention to science, we had about 2019, we actually witnessed astronomically Beetlejuice micronova. And they realized that it blows off the entire outside top layer of that star's, it blows off the entire outside content of the star. In an explosion that's quite incredible, and it goes off into space, it blows it out. If you're in a solar system with the sun, especially Earth, as close as we are, it's going to impact us greatly. We will have a NOAA event. The reason that this time is critical is because we're experiencing two cycles at the same time. There's a 6,000-year NOAA event that happens, and then there's a 12,000-year cycle, and they're happening at the same time. No human being on this planet will survive that. No human being. They plan to make a huge rescue.
Before we go on, is this something preordained? Is it something they control? Is it something that's just part of the cycle of the universe? What?
It's the cycle of our star. And almost every other star out there, they all either micronova or they supernova. Stars will micronova multiple times before they eventually get old, go red dwarf, and then micronova. Supernova, excuse me. It is the cycle of all stars in our universe.
Okay, how do we prove this? How can we prove what you claim to be true? Now, I'm not suggesting that E.T. give a demonstration and blow humanity to kingdom come or anything like that, but still.
Well, there are plenty of scientists on this planet that are saying it openly right now. They are mostly suppressed. Some are getting away with explaining it. There is a PhD suspicious observers on YouTube who is talking openly, and so far they haven't totally suppressed him. I'm surprised. Go look him up. Dr. PhD astrophysicist Robitaille is also talking about it. He teaches astrophysics beautifully. If you want to learn astrophysics, go listen to him. There are plenty of education points on this planet where you can go educate yourself to what's real and what's not.
Well, we do know that throughout Earth's history, there's been a number of major extinction events. So would this be something that's happened in the past?
Well, it depends on what kind of extinction event you're speaking of. Well, mm-hmm. Our planet is being bombarded right now. We have major extinctions going on because the gamma radiation is so bad. Animals are becoming extinct as a result. Our air quality is causing it. The pollution is causing it. There are many reasons for extinctions. Major extinction events, and they don't tell you the truth about one of them I find interesting, is the dinosaur. It was a catastrophic event that happened when Earth was slammed into by another planet as well as Mars. It threw us into the particular orbit that it's in, huge chunks were hitting the planet, and yeah, that was a major extinction event. But it's not for the reason that you're taught.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now, besides yourself, then, there are other people on this planet who are being taught and trained like you because of this upcoming event.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. And I know this is probably just a guesstimate on your part, but I mean, how many people worldwide do you think are being prepared in the same way that you've been?
Well, my particular age group, there are at least 40,000 of us worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And each age group, each generation, the generation after generation after generation, they pick so many and they plant us here, you know, and keep it going. Astronomically speaking, sometimes things speed up, so they're always prepared.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more than people realize. It's not just a few. There's a quote from J. Allen Hynek that 1 in 40 people have had an onboard experience. That's kind of what got me kicked into high gear asking everybody. I did a survey of all the major researchers, and they all felt that this was of epidemic proportions. I wrote an article for the MUFON Journal titled 1 in 40 and sort of put that idea forth. It was 1 year later, in 1991, when the Roper organization, who does polling, did a formal survey trying to find out how many people have had this kind of experience being taken on board a UFO. And their survey found 1 in 50. I think that's probably close to accurate, but some contactees told me they think it's even higher than that. I do know it's far more common than people realize.
In my experience, I think that they're aware of every single human being on this planet and have at least once or twice in their lifetime checked them out and made sure they're okay or what's going on with them. There are some of us, you know, we come into this existence to learn. This is a physical existence. We all exist in source together. There are things that you just can't embody wisdom-wise in knowing everything. Physically understanding it is sometimes necessary. That's why there is a physical existence. And, yes, so they have to be careful in who they attempt to help and who they don't, because a lot of people come into physical existence and they have a set karmic life that they've decided that they want, and autonomously speaking, you have to let them have it. You know, they don't have a right to take you away from that. I want to speak to something here real quick. It is impossible for them to take you astrally from your own body. No human being can be ripped out of their body against their will. That does not happen. Your DNA is very powerful, and you are attracted to your own DNA. And when you're physically existing, you can't be taken from it against your will. There's no such thing. They cannot astrally beam you up from the planet into their craft against your will. It does not happen. They can contact you astrally. They can have conversations with you astrally, but they are not and will not ever take a human being. If you want to get into semantics, I know that there are people who are possessed, but even those possessions on this earth by other entities do not vacate your spirit from your own body. You coexist for a while until you get powerful, you know, your energy straightened out so that you can get them out of you. Okay? They're like bloodsuckers is what they are. But no, your body is yours. It belongs to you. And they can't take that against your will.
Well, okay. Well, then taking that then to the next level, to your knowledge, are there other races visiting the planet that maybe don't have our best interests in mind?
Oh, that's a big, big one. I have an issue with dealing with that. I'm a bit of a Valkyrie. Some of my DNA is definitely tall white, and I have a tendency to be very, very, very reactionary to that.
We have more to come with Dolly and Jean and Tim and Preston. You're in.
To the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Dolly, you're telling us about your particular makeup.
Yes. I react to that, and so I've avoided it. I steer away from it. I really don't want to know what my mission is not that, and so I stay away from it. I don't even watch horror on movies, TV, nothing. I read nothing negative. vibrationally stay as positive as I possibly can at all times.
So how do you stay positive with all the crazy, wacky stuff and frightening stuff that's going on right now?
I don't watch TV. I don't listen to the radio. I have a cell phone that I'm very careful how I use it. I have my contact with ET. I'm a psychic. I'm able to disgorge with them at any time I please. If you're negative toward me, I will pretty much walk away. Bye. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with it. Not at all.
Okay, you said you're psychic. In what respect?
All ETs are wide open psychic. They can hear your mind at all levels of your mind. There's nothing in your head that they cannot perceive, understand, or enjoin with. That makes a very interesting lifestyle for them because they are constantly aware of who is telling the truth and who is not. They know real from unreal. They speak, the universe is a huge mind, and it can talk to them at any time. They can download from it. All knowledge is available all the time. And the kind of psychic abilities that I have are that I'm able, I don't do it here too much because I don't like listening to people think. I can read your mind when I want to. I can tap you. It's rude, and too many people have too many secrets that I don't want to know. So I stay away from humanity pretty much that way.
So you can't, therefore, give us a demonstration of your mind-reading capability?
I won't perform for anybody. I have done it with Preston to prove it to him because he needed verification. Preston, go ahead.
Yeah, she has demonstrated numerous psychic abilities for me. So I know what she's talking about is true. And for that matter, this is something I hear from a lot of contactees. This is one of the main commonalities among contactees, is they're very, very psychic, experience a wide variety of paranormal events. And yeah, definitely, this came up when I was doing interviews with her, with Dolly. She would answer questions, as I was raising them or even before. She's like, I know what you're going to ask me next. And that's... It was coincidental at first, and then it kind of reached a point like, okay, I understand. She's absolutely showed me she does have this ability.
Okay, when you talk to E.T., Dolly, do you speak a certain language? Do you speak English? Do you mind meld with them? What?
They have a way of communicating psychically that is not like we communicate at all. They don't use words. They use impressions and emotions, and they can communicate large volumes of information to you in a matter of seconds. If they have to, like, give you something that's very specific, like a mathematical equation, if I'm learning how to do something, they will speak to me. They have a language that they speak. It is hard for them to... speak like we do, so I only get it. I've learned over the years to understand them. When I try to speak it, I have a really hard time. I had to nickname my contact Tagara. That's his nickname from me because his name is so long and it's impossible for me to say it properly. And instead of butchering it every time I want to talk to him, I just say Tagara. They have a type of spoken language, and then they different ET ethnicities will speak differently. Some of them click, whistle, that kind of thing. They speak like, they use high frequency. Some of them musically speak. They will sing to you. And then others will try to speak a language.
Okay, so you think if they're so far advanced, they'd have a simpler way of talking to people, maybe a universal translator, for people who are not psychic. The other question is here, with all the weird, frightening, crazy stuff going on in the world today, and you're dealing with these advanced alien beings, why aren't they doing something about it?
You mean with regards to what goes on this planet and all the stupidity we evolved into?
Yeah, because that would keep them working lifetimes to figure that out.
They don't have to figure it out. They understand what we're going through. We're not unlike other beings in the universe, and this particular group that we're in is pretty bad, and we're autonomous. They cannot interfere with us. We have to evolve, and the reason that we are here is so that we do, and we're not doing a good job of it this time around at all.
So they don't care if thousands of people die because of a war. They won't stop that.
No, because of karma. Because you choose what you live, okay? If you choose to die horribly, you're going to die horribly, and that's your karma. You come here for that express reason. There really is no death. Human beings have been taught to value life above all things, and they don't understand that it's just a cycle that you go through, and that you do not cease to exist. You are an eternal being who lives multiple existences and in multiple physical realms, and it's not that big a deal.
Well, all right, but what about all those innocent Ukrainians who are being killed right now, every single day? Did they ask for it?
No. Did we? Yes. By doing nothing, we are culpable.
What should we be doing that we're not doing? I mean, I don't want to get into the politics there because there are lots of considerations.
Yeah, I don't like politics.
Yeah, I don't like the politics. But then what should they be doing that they're not doing now? How do you deal with a crazed dictator who decides he wants to kill people?
By refusing to do what he wants you to do. Everybody has to join and agree at the same time for that. Period.
So therefore, all the soldiers from Russia, all the soldiers from Russia would have to collectively, or most of them, agree, we're not going to take these orders, the heck with him.
Correct. It takes the ability to hear each other through this process. In other words, you're saying, this is why psychic ability is so important. You can't guess what the other man is thinking. You know what he's thinking. And everybody can agree at the same time, we're done with this. We're not going to play. And that's all it takes. You can love somebody. You can love bomb them. In other words, Putin, how you ever say his name, would be ineffectual if he didn't have his guerrillas to do his bidding. Those people chose to do that. He enticed them into it. The idea here is that we have to stop being coerced or enticed to do very bad things. That is our karma. We need to learn to stop it.
So therefore, ET is going to do nothing. It's going to let the natural way of things to happen and then just deal with those
yes.
who basically obey the rules. I want to ask you something in our next segment about ET and ET's motives, so we understand them better. We have Dolly Safran, we have Tim Swartz, Preston Dennett, and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There should be a warrant for Vladimir Putin. So says the U.S. former chief prosecutor for war crimes. Carla DuPont called the Russian president a war criminal as she made the rounds to Swiss media while discussing her latest book. Ukraine was invaded nearly 2 months ago by Russia. DuPont says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated, but adds war crimes were clearly committed in the country. U.S. Treasury officials arguing despite the Russian ruble returning to its pre-invasion rate on international exchanges, sanctions are weakening the Russian currency.
A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. For the week on Wall Street, the Dow was down 43 points, the Nasdaq was up 92 points, the S&P 500 finished up by 3. This is USA Radio News. E-commerce giant Amazon says it's disappointed with the outcome of a union vote at one of their Staten Island facilities in New York. Employees there voted to be the first Amazon warehouse in the company to unionize. In a statement, the company said they are evaluating its options, including filing objections based on the, quote, inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. The New Jersey man who conspired with his then-girlfriend to cook up a feel-good story about a helpless homeless man, then scammed hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations online, was sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison. The scam Mark D'Amico helped devise raised more than $400,000 through a GoFundMe campaign. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud in November. D'Amico has previously pleaded guilty to state charges last year. He was also sentenced to 3 years probation and, in addition, must pay restitution and undergo counseling. Final Four set to tip off Saturday evening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Dolly Safran is the subject of this book called Symmetry from Preston Dennett. It has a co-title, a subtitle rather, A True UFO Adventure. Dolly, I'm trying to understand the motivations of the extraterrestrials that have been conveyed to you here. Now, is there any intention at all of revealing themselves? Wouldn't that have a pretty good effect? If extraterrestrials revealed themselves and their goals here, that would be something people couldn't dispute.
Correct, and they do. The government's on the bottom end of that decision. No government is being disclosed to by them anymore. They tried for a while and then realized that they were nothing but a bunch of morons and liars and walked away from it. Human beings are contacted all the time. Huge amounts of human beings at one time, as a matter of fact. They come down and show themselves in a myriad of ways. Yes, the governments don't want you or want the people, common man, to know that this is occurring, so they suppress the knowledge of when it's happening. One of the reasons that Preston is a researcher that they admire and wanted me to contact is because he likes to research where they are, when they are, and why they are, and he has actually seen and put together huge amounts of data of when they're here and when they're not. When they told me where he was, I went and looked at one of his YouTube channels first, and I was like, okay, he sticks to the facts. So, yes, they will disclose in a myriad of ways that way. If you're becoming psychic, and this is their main objective right now, they want everyone to use their abilities. They want you to figure out how to get your third eye open and running. For some people, this is going to be a very big exercise for them to do, because we're poisoned. There are... our water's bad, our air's bad, the food we eat is bad, it's not nutritionally, you know, it's hard. Your pineal gland is it's not really a gland. I don't know if you know anatomy, but your pineal gland is made out of the same exact things as your eyeball. Neurologically, it's the same thing without a lens in it, only it perceives everything around you psychically. It's your connection to your physical mind from your astral mind. And it is suppressed. I'll tell you, the number one suppressed that gums it up really bad is fluoride. It calcifies your pineal gland. Quit using fluoride. They've known for years and years and years what they were going to do to make you unable to contact them.
The argument over fluoride ended in the 1950s. And you're talking about the fact that this wrecks your psychic abilities. Is there evidence for that?
Yes. Stop using it and see what happens. You'll start to wake up.
Is there scientific evidence published anywhere to indicate that fluoride is harmful?
No, the government won't publish it. They won't tell you the truth. But I'm telling you it's real.
Okay.
And all you have to do is prove it to yourself.
I don't have to prove anything. All I know here is that you're saying that because I've had toothpaste with fluoride or mouthwash with fluoride over the years, any psychic abilities I have, that's been wrecked.
Suppressed, yes. You're probably a little bit psychic, but not as you should be. Correct. Society is also to blame for it because children are taught you're crazy, you're picked on for being different, that kind of thing.
Okay, but is there any scientific research to indicate that people are harmed by fluoride?
Yes. I'm telling you, look it up. I'm not going to cite documentation for you. I'm not sitting here with it in front of me. But yes, if you want to know the answer to that, figure it out. And yes, you are responsible for knowledge that you should know.
The official comment from the dental industry is that fluoride is not harmful, that it is found in water already.
Who regulates that? Who regulates the dental industry? The federal government. Here we go. These are not nice people.
So the federal government is telling the American Dental Association, which is a private organization, that fluoride should be pushed.
It gives the ability to license your ability to use it. Yes, they do. Don't be clear or be clear about this. Nobody sells you anything without the federal government's A-OK.
All right, let me give you the official comment about fluoride, okay? This is based on a particular dental site. Research studies by scientists, dentists, and doctors have shown that fluoride makes your enamel more resistant to damage or cavities. Let me continue here. Then we can go on. With children, fluoride makes their adult teeth stronger even before they come through. Fluoride will even reverse microscopic amounts of damage to your enamel caused by tooth decay. And this is something that the American Dental Association has researched.
They had to do it, they say, because of all the elements in the diets of every human being on this planet. And the number one culprit is sugar.
Nobody disagrees with that.
And it was an easy, quick way of putting an element into your diet. Your water is fluoridated. If you want to fix your teeth, sure, go ahead, fix your teeth. But why are you drinking it every day as well?
Does that include the sandy water?
I'm not an expert in water purification, so I don't know the answer to that. I will tell you the truth when it's when I don't know something, so I'm not sure. You'd have to look that up. I'm not quite clear about that. But the water that runs in your tap, the filters that they use cannot filter out fluoride. You're drinking fluoride. If you drink tap water of any kind, even filtered tap water, you are drinking fluoride.
Officially, by the way, Dasani does not contain fluoride. I just looked it up.
Okay.
All right. So you can get like a 32-bottle package here for $5. And that's just to let people know, I do tend to drink Dasani. I don't drink tap water. But where we live here in Arizona, the tap water is terrible.
You're also drinking out of a plastic bottle. If they were to put it in glass, I would say you're doing really well. But the minute you put anything in plastic, you're imbibing what's in that plastic into your water.
Or as they said, you can't win.
Correct. And yet, that's the way our world works, and it's been allowed.
Why?
Because they don't want you to know what's going on. Because our governments of the world, the 1%, the elite, know for a fact what's coming. They know. And they plan to be the ones ET picks up. They think they are. They're wrong. And they're planning for it. They've dug in. They're going underground for the big CME that's going to hit. They think they're going to be not subject to its effects. They're wrong. And people believe their own BS. And, yeah.
So the 1%, they don't drink anything with fluoride.
Correct.
Okay. What about... Go ahead.
Good. Well, no, I was going to say, you know, taking that that next step, you know, I see that in your book that you found yourself as, you know, I'm sure that a number of contactees have, under surveillance by probably government groups throughout your life.
Yes. My entire life.
And how do you know this?
It's hard to miss. I've got plenty of film and corroboration for that. Preston has all the film and all of it. I've documented it for the last 5 years for him so that he actually sees it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, not unusual. I interviewed one lady. She had all her hypnosis tapes stolen out of her apartment. Not the money, not the TV. People have had their UFO photographs taken. I interviewed one guy in upstate New York. He had his house broken into. The only thing missing was his UFO file.
Everything well, we know about out. That, don't we, Preston? We got more to come with Preston, Dolly, and Tim, and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so the elite, the multi-billionaires, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, all these people don't drink fluoride because they're part of the 1%. They preserve themselves to not be affected by any of this. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Their diet is way better than yours.
If they want to, I'm sure they can afford to have a better diet. But let me ask you a question then. Other than fluoride, and that might be difficult because if it's in your drinking water, you are stuck with it unless you get bottled water without the fluoride, and you get bottled water without the plastic that may cause other effects. How can somebody get a diet that is readily accessible without having to go broke buying expensive foods and supplements, have a diet that's simple, healthy, and doesn't cause serious problems, serious harm?
Learn to compost stuff. Learn to grow box gardens, container gardens, gardens in your yard. Use your own compost. Do not use pesticides. You can grow all kinds of very healthy food yourself. Do not eat the meat on this planet. It is full of hormones and antibiotics, and it is deadly to the human genome. It is not good. If you're going to buy a cow, if you got property enough, buy your own cow and treat it naturally. Feed it grass that you've grown and you don't. Put the wrong things on top of that grass so the animal's not imbibing it. And do your own butcher. Learn to live simply. Go off-grid.
Okay, so therefore you can't live in an apartment where you have rules and regulations governing what you can do on the property.
There are places that you can go to online that will send you food that's properly prepared. You can go that way. It's not hard to find. Just look it up on the internet or read a lot of what people have to say about them before you decide to use them. But, yeah, there are ways of getting food that way, yes.
Okay. Now, they do have organic food at some of the major supermarkets like Kroger and Walmart. Can I trust those?
I don't know. The FDA has a real weird way of allowing what's considered organic or not organic. I tend to not trust it. I don't eat out of the stores organic at all. I buy from farmers markets and things like that, who say they're organic, that they don't use pesticides, that they use natural methods of, you know, farming.
So when I buy the bananas with the organic label at Walmart, don't do that.
No.
Okay, now you understand that if I'm going to get that kind of food, and food prices are going up now for reasons that we don't want to get into, most people know about that, I'm going to have to pay a lot more to get the pesticide-free meat, chicken. I'm going to have to pay a lot more for the truly organic fruits and vegetables. What about plant-based meat?
Yeah, that's fine. You can find it truly organic, that's great. Nuts, seeds, you know, protein-rich foods. Avocados get one of the highest protein counts of anything you can put in your mouth. Cauliflower has one of the highest calcium counts of anything you can put in your mouth. Understand what those foods are and what's packed into them, and learn to alter your diet according to what you physically need.
I was just thinking about the whole, you know, organic business, and it just, you know, when it comes to, say, like free-range chickens, a lot of times when they state, oh yes, you know, our chickens are raised naturally and they're caged free. Well, you look into it, and cage free means they're not in cages, but they're still enclosed in a big building, you know, 1,000 chickens per square foot. You know, so you really do have to be careful and do your research when you're, you know, trying to eat organically, live simpler, because as Dolly stated, I mean, there are all kinds of what would the word be, Gene, caveats, when it comes to these words, you know, organic or cage-free or natural. You know, because don't forget, you know, most chemicals are natural, you know, so they can inject cattle with, you know, natural hormones. Well, they may be natural, but they may not be natural to that particular species. Yeah, that's I'm off my soapbox, don't you?
I'm glad to know you're educated about it. That helps. That's the most important thing. You need to. Everybody needs to educate themselves. You need to quit taking at face value what anybody says, not even me. I always counsel this when I'm talking. You don't have to believe a word I say, but what I ask you to do is verify or deny what I say. If you're that interested in it, figure it out.
Well, now, if you were going to tell people, like right now, you know, you've got this audience, to tell people about the ETs and just a general message that you think that they would like to convey to everyone, what would that message be?
The message is that we are coming into a time period in our history and our future where how you understand the truth about what's going on around you is paramount. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to stop listening to the governments of this world. Turn your TV off. Get away from 5G if you can, which I think is almost impossible, but, you know. Learn to use your abilities. Meditate. Seek the truth, real truth, and understand the wisdom of knowing. That's their message. If you want to talk to ET, if you're very invested in that, these are the things that you must accomplish.
If I want to contact ET, and I'm an old guy already, so I don't have much time, is there a way to do it?
Yes. Intention is 90% of your ability. You can put yourself into a place where you're very quiet, drop all things from around you, relax, meditate, open your third eye. You can do that and send a message. I want contact with you. I want you to talk to me. Guarantee you, it will happen.
Okay, maybe I'll have to consider doing that. Dolly, do you have a website or someplace we can check your material?
No, I just came out. I've talked to Preston about this. I have been so reticent until now of allowing anybody to know me or what I'm doing. No, I'm working on it, though. I will let you know as soon as I have a place for you to come and look.
Preston, I know there are plenty of places to find your material. Please tell us.
Yeah, I do have a website. Just punch my name in. It should take you there. I'm also, of course, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My books are on Amazon. Symmetry just reached number one in new releases on UFO subject. Super excited about that. And, yeah, I have a YouTube channel as well.
And the YouTube channel, you find that by just looking at Preston Dennett?
Yes. Yes, it's UFOs and the Paranormal. And punch my name and it should take you to my videos and my official channel. Yeah.
Now, we assume then that some of Dolly's material will be posted there?
Yes. Yes, that is upcoming shortly. The book, again, was just released, so I haven't done it yet. Yeah, several of my new videos will be featuring Dolly, her materials, her amazing video footage, some of the drawings she's done, many, many photographs she's taken. Which I have seen her UFOs, by the way. She showed them to me personally. I've talked to people who have also seen them. All that will be coming forward.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can also find us on Facebook. Of course, Facebook has all sorts of crazy restrictions about posting URLs and things. Tim runs into that problem with conspiracyjournal.com, which you should check out, by the way. You can get branded merchandise with our logos and everything, T-shirts, mugs. In fact, a very famous person, and I can't give you his name yet, I will someday. Very famous person just placed an order for some of our merchandise, a shirt and a mug. Go to theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop. Dolly and Preston will be returning on the After the Paracast show, which is part of our Paracast Plus subscription. You get After the Paracast, you get the Paracast free of the network ads with better quality audio. All this for a low subscription price. Go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus for a fast sign-up. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, for 20% discount on five-year and lifetime subscriptions to Paracast.plus. Dolly, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me show up.
Preston, always glad to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.